Okay, we've measured out the butter, so I'm just going to put it away in my fridge, and then we can melt the butter and add it to the bashed up biscuit crumbs. So let's just go and put it in here, give it a bit of radiation. 40 seconds should do it. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40. If someone would like to buy me a talking microwave for my birthday, I'd also appreciate that a lot as well. But for the moment, I can just about read the screen for the numbers. So here we go. Let's set that off. And we'll add that into the biscuits, and I'm going to get an 8-inch. I've got an 8-inch cake tin. It's what I call a springform cake tin. You've got a loose bottom, and to get the bottom out, you've got like a little handle thing that you open outwards, and the actual sides expand, and the bottom will come out. So that's what I'm going to use, an 8-inch deep-sided cake tin. Right, that sounds like the butter's ready. So let's see, yeah, it's all melted. Melted butter. Yummy. Okay, so I shall sit the iPhone on the work surface and we shall tip the butter in. There we go. Lovely. Ouch. Getting rather warm, this. So, all the butter's gone in. And I shall just give that a stir so that it mixes with the biscuit crumbs. And then what you do is you tip this mixture into the base of the cake tin and flatten it out, press it down nice so you get a nice firm bottom. Everyone's desire is to have a firm bottom. And then you put it in the fridge for about an hour, half an hour to an hour, just to set properly. And then that's when I shall start making the filling. And the filling is incredibly easy and it works like magic. So you end up with a rather nice lemon cheesecake at the end of this. So that seems to have been mixed in quite nicely. So just tip it all into the base of the cake tin. And then just spread it out with your hand, so that it gets into, I won't say the corners, because there are no corners in a round cake tin, but just to make sure it gets all up to the edges, and you get a nice even base. And then I just squash it down with my hand so that it's nice and compact, and so you get a decent base to your cheesecake. So just give it a good squash down. Get in there. So it will set when you put it in the fridge for an hour and hold its shape nicely. And then you can make the filling and just pour it on top. Right, that seems to be okay. Go and give me hand a quick wash because it's all mucky. And then I'll need to make some room in my fridge because it looks like a bomb's hit it. Okay, where are we going to put the cheesecake? Should have to move some of these apples out of the way. Put them up with the bottles of cider. I have pear cider and fruits of the forest cider in my fridge at the moment. Keeping nice and cold. So